let's understand something more, the impact on marketing techniques. The market research, it has allowed to have online surveys. It is possible to create your own surveys and get the answers. That's benefit. Then also strategic planning you can work on through availability of information about the nature of industries and the potential for new areas that can be studied. That's strategic planning. Certain things that you are going to take up as a step in marketing, with the help of strategic planning, you will be able to search for new area. For example, somebody would like to launch campaign for India somewhere in the new markets of South America. So with the help of strategic planning, you would know where to go for your marketing, where in South America, where people have interest for India. So that's an impact on marketing technique. This has allowed businesses to evaluate diversification option for their business growth. It also helped and has an impact on campaign planning. Continuous flow of information. You get real-time information. This will help to enable business to plan campaign and monitor, evaluate its cost effectiveness on periodic basis. The money invested, is the return on investment in accordance with the money invested? Will it address the proper audience? Was it successful in carrying out that campaign into specific market segment? All you can do is a marketing technique thanks to ICT. Advertising and public relation is no exception in marketing technique getting impacted by ICT. So internet has provided entirely a new medium for advertising PR and PR to communicate to targeted customer group. So with the help of the marketing technique that was taken through advertising and PR, you will have new customer targets. You can communicate to new research, advertising, and public relation campaign that you would like to carry on. Then you have some of the data provider who provide different customer group whose profile is identifiable from their access to website. How many of them who own Android phone are having access to web portals or websites? Mobile advertising is the emerging trend, and we see that happening on our Android from time to time, whether you watch YouTube or you go for Snapchat or any social media. Basically, it has become a platform to market and advertise the product. So you wait. So you have an option of skip, but at least it would run for 3, 4, 5 seconds. So it has impact and reliable impact to carry on advertising and public relation activities. The impact on marketing technique with the help of ICT is also on sales promotion. It is helpful in sales promotion. And why this is possible? Because of the ability to communicate information right up to very last minute before service delivery. So you see message coming to you from the blue dot that your parcel coming in from XYZ company will be delivered to you today at so-and-so time. And you don't take it as a surprise because it's an act with the help of ICT. Last minute information comes to you. If the courier guy doesn't find you, it will message you. You are not available. And then, of course, marketing technique also pick up something for printing materials. So website, e-brochures are available to customer. which are easily accessible. So instead of printing brochures in tourism industry, travel industry, many tourism boards and government offices are now providing information on their website in a form of e-brochure altogether, which is quite saving of a time. At the same time, without use of paper, you just sit and relax and just go through, read it and done. If you like to store it, fine, otherwise just delete or only read, no need to download. Even distribution channel has been impacted as a new pipeline channel for direct marketing communications between a business and its customer. The internet is also reinventing distribution channel to whom it should go. According to the market segment, the internet provides you distribution. For example, if you watch a particular type of a video, say you are looking for digestives, something to eat so that your digestive system is working fine. Followed by that, you will find more of such distribution of details and information and advertisements coming in a row, promoting different products who are sponsoring those marketing campaigns. This comes to you automatically on your Android phone. Suppose you are watching for something like of what they call is the pickles or achar, what they say. So you will find achar advertising campaign coming in from a company called A, then another B company will be linked to as a follow-up, as a distribution channel immediately after that. And likewise, if you go on internet and you look for flight from Mumbai to Dubai, all the service providers who are sponsoring them will be shown in the first 10 of such advertisement. Now we look at the CRMK. CRMK is referred as a business process in which customer loyalty and brand value are built through marketing strategies and activities. So CRM, customer relationship management, what it does is it allows businesses to develop long-term relationship with the existing and the new customer. So for example, a frequent flyer program is establishment of relationship with the passenger who flies regularly on a specific airline. And with the help of customer relationship management and the ICT, you are now connected and you are recognized as a loyal customer to them because you have used the services of that particular brand and your customer relationship is strongly working towards that. It allows businesses to develop long-term relationship with the existing and new customers. It incorporates commercial and client-specific strategies via employees. Training, marketing, planning, relationship building, and advertising. All these are the role of a customer relationship marketing. And who else can be a better person to address and sell your product through ICT is your customer. Recognizing the customer, making them your regular frequent flyer, hotels, airlines, tour operators award you for being their loyal customer. And this track is done with the help of customer relationship management system. The small tourism businesses also are functioning. Many small, medium-sized enterprises in the tourism sector are using ICT. none is exception. Even very small tour operator, a bus operator will still use ICT to make reservation instead of going on a traditional way of taking a booking on the phone. They will encourage you to send the information or go on the booking engine and block the seat and pay, very much like airline. So from the small company to the large setup, everybody is using ICT for promoting their business with the help of ICT. They have established their own internet presence, which means they have their own www for advertising their products and services. So the ICT has helped small tourism businesses in interconnecting them with all relevant market players at a reasonable and affordable cost. It doesn't cost fortune. It is very reasonably priced. So small companies also love to keep such connectivity with the consumer with the help of ICT. Here is another slide that I will talk to you about. And this is tourism value chain. Now, this refers to what? It refers to travel agent first who comes in with the help of tour operator, their destination, they are promoting destination, and all the other factors that we have been continuously talking, they add who benefit, who find it valuable to use ICT, and how the value chain works. Yes, so the travel agent with the help of tour operator approaches with the product, reaches to the consumer with the help of the ICT, selling hotels and airline, etc. to the final end user, which is a tourist. So having said this, this slide needs a little attention, dear student. Please go through deeply into that and go how they are linked and interlinked with the help and supporting small businesses around the world. Online marketing strategies. Online has now become name of the game because online has helped, online has helped the marketing of the businesses. Online has made you a real-time response. Online helps you to get the product immediately. Online also helps you to review what you are buying, and at the same time, you pay and get exactly if that is going to fall short in the supply chain. So benefits of online marketing are tremendous, and it has really benefited the travel industry as well. So online marketing is what? And internet marketing or e-marketing in the tourism industry is helping organizers to connect with their client, show them the visual appeal of the destination, and possibly get more exposure than the organization can achieve with additional print advertising. So if you look at this, many travel agents around India and internationally have their separate online department. And they literally sell a big volume of their business through online rather than the traditional one-on-one business that goes on. Online has become very successful. Why do people trust online marketing in travel and tourism? Simply because the brand first gets established and you know that XYZ Travel is an established brand, but they have an office so far. I can't go all the way up to there. I can't sit and ask questions. What I want to buy, I know. I have options to search on different booking engines through online marketing, and that's it. You use the booking engine and book it. You know, you have done it while sitting in your home, at your home, at your office, or maybe possibly in your own bedroom. You can just decide and do it. So online marketing has resulted into great business, and many travel agencies and airlines are tapping and acquiring this. Let me put to your information that the first airline that started offering services to travel agent, to end user, which means the passenger directly online, they started selling to end user, which means B2C directly, was an airline, British Airways. Then rest of them followed, and they came with this practice many, many years back, more than 25 years back. They were the first airline, and all travel trade was totally unhappy with this practice, because it was believed those days, even now, that you need an intermediary, which is a travel agent, to sell your product. But now it is out of question. You don't need a travel agent. You must know the website. You must know what you want to buy. You have a plastic money with you. Just do it in the three simple steps. In the three simple steps, you can book everything. So online marketing has played a very contributory role and successfully acquired a good number of clients or passengers. So use of both natural and paid research is also used to promote the destination. So there are marketing companies who take up marketing online as well as on behalf of them, they work in a term that is called outsourcing. So instead of X destination or A country, they will give the services to an online marketing company which has established themselves, and they will do for on behalf of that country X and a travel agency to sell their product with the help of their online marketing. You see a lot of spam coming to you on your mobile phone and on your email. That is thanks to online marketing. Some of them are really creating spam for you. But then, of course, even email like Gmail and Yahoo, they are all running a business. They want revenue for that, and they have given you free email. So you have to bear with those online marketing programs that keep coming to you, whether you like it or you don't. So online marketing is definitely aimed at tour selling to generate more revenue for the organization. So tour operators are also no option. Online marketing has now started happening in some part of the world, including car rental companies, which is happening for long. Online marketing has also started for cruise liners and the vans, which are being sold in Australia and New Zealand to the traveler, because those are very wide countries with a lot of space to go for vanity van or what they call RV, recreation van, and they travel with that. They have also gone online to sell, which is very technical product as such. But yes, thanks to online marketing. So what are the reasons behind online marketing? We try to understand this. Because with the online marketing, there is an enhanced visibility and reach. I pointed out to you that enhanced visibility is there. You are looking for a flight to Dubai. So you will get, if you go and search on internet through online, you will find airline websites, travel agencies' website coming according to their sponsoring. In the order of that, you will find 8 to 9 such services minimum available to you, showing flights from Mumbai to Dubai. And they will give you options, what's your budget, what date time, what you want, etc. You want direct, indirect, which particular airline. You just keep clicking on it, and then the result, which is in front of you, is a filtered information. So that's one of the reasons behind online marketing, enhanced visibility, also direct engagement. So if you know the online company, say for example, Akbar Travels Online, or Ria Travels Online, or Thomas Cook Online, Yatra.com, without any particular bias with it, they are all online companies. So you get directly connected with them. You know that. You know the names, the brands, especially those who are linked with the travel agency. They know all this. And they get direct personalization. So while you are online, there is a chatbot. And suddenly someone will pop up. Hello, I'm Peter here. Would you like to ask me any question? And this automatically happened with the help of a software. So this online marketing is direct engagement and personalization. This also includes targeted marketing. You can only focus on those who are interested in that. Personalized experiences and provide interactive content into that. Online marketing strategies are also building trust and credibility. It has gone and being accepted in the market. Yes, there is an element of being careful onto that. But where you have established names available online, obviously you accept them and you do with them the business because they are name credible, credible names. They are not something which you haven't heard of. Internationally, for example, Skyscanner, Trip.com, then they have got TripAdvisor, and many such international brand name exist who are providing you rates online. So building trust and credibility, this includes online reviews, creating authentic content, and transparency and responsiveness. Most important thing is the responsiveness. And everything is transparent. The more transparency you put on your product, more you will get hit on your online booking engine. And then, of course, data-driven insight. You pick up data accordingly. This includes the use of real-time analytics, performance tracking mechanism, manage my booking, one option available, and you will see what you have booked. You would like to manage them? Go ahead and start making the changes in case if you like. And all these are adaptable and innovative. Meaning, all the, for example, an online reservation, you can not only book, but you can also select seat. You can pay for your seat. You can request for any facilities. You can request for a specific meal, etc., etc. And they are all cost effective. This is a prime thing why online marketing has become successful. Because it's cost effective. If I go to an airline and buy the ticket, pay, count cash and give all that, it will consume my full day. Possibly I would spend money by going through rent a car like Ola and Uber. Waste my whole day and come back. Instead, I have everything online. It's cost effectiveness. I'm saying 400 to 500 rupees in just transport, etc., so on. So this aspect is about lowering costs, having targeted campaign, and achieving measurable results. When you go online, you don't have to have a full team of sales and marketing staff because your online promotion happens automatically. And there you reduce your sales team. You may be possibly under one roof. Instead of having a big office, you can have a small little office and that's all. So it's cost effectiveness and efficiency. They are foolproof. We have some of the aspects suggested by Refine, which is a recognized brand name, providing online, giving a lot of feedback. It's a wonderful site. Those of you who would like to go through this, please go ahead and see Refine. Tourism marketing strategies linked to coronavirus. We again go back into coronavirus. As I said in one of my talk, that coronavirus haunt tourism industry, because that's an era where tourism came to standstill. So some of the examples are picked up from the coronavirus time era and linked to strategies adopted due to coronavirus is prioritize the hygiene and safety via marketing communication. This is a very important thing that has happened. Also, focus on local. Always, they say, if you are doing an international business also, think locally, because that will be more acceptable to the clientele that you are addressing in a specific local market. Yeah, for example, if you are selling something in North India, it is better to have a Hindi-speaking staff rather than an English-speaking staff. Some of the feedbacks are provided on internet in Hindi now. You can translate and read it in Hindi. It's an example. So focus on local. Increase attentions toward the leisure segment. Leisure segment will always getting momentum and will continue to grow, because to take rest, to relax, to have a leisure moment in your activity is the basic requirement of a human being. After a stressful day, a hard-working day, you need to have some leisure. And this is what is suggested by refined marketing strategies. Leisure element must be added. Also, suggestions are capitalizing on the power of voice search. Now, you can talk and you get search done. I'm sure all of you would have tried this voice search thing. That's why earlier when voice search was introduced, they were training that system with your type of pronunciation. But later on, even that has gone, the system accepts your voice. So voice search can go on. Sometimes when you talk on communication, if they hear certain other word which the Google thinks is the word, then you may get a wrong answer also. That's why they always suggest, please recheck, especially when you use artificial intelligence. But obviously, artificial intelligence has reduced and made a lot of us so comfortable. Though some criticize that artificial intelligence has made people lethargic. But all this we are not here to debate. We are just saying the aspect suggested by Refine. Then enhancing the guest experience and satisfaction through chatbots. A chatbot is something that pops up when somebody, be a pseudo or a physical person, sitting and talking to you. Especially if you have credit card and you like to talk to someone, because dialing certain number is all merry-go-round sort of a thing. You press 1, then if you are this, press 1. If you are so-and-so, press 4. Press last 4 digits, etc., etc. Instead of that, some have come up with this of chatbots. Well, when you do, they help you. So utilizing augmented reality, this is AR technology, which is also being suggested as an aspect and giving importance to personalization and prioritizing the same. Nothing else can be expected better than getting personalized service. Not getting personal, getting personalized service, which is a specific requirement. A passenger wants a specific type of a meal. It's a personalization of his requirement. And if the airline provides that, that's again a marketing strategy that has been suggested. Showcasing the virtual reality tour. You know by this time, what is a virtual reality tour? All of us have literally seen this headphone and the screen in front of us in various exhibitions, including the various gadget shop that you can see virtual reality, where you can literally feel that you are at the same place. Then focusing on the customer's experience. Customer gives a get the great recognition, and their experiences matters for the growth of activities. And that is what marketing strategy should focus on, customers' experience. For example, some airline modify the flight schedule with the customer's experience. This is a suggestion and aspect to be taken care given by Refine. Then also developing and establishing content marketing strategy. You need to write content which is not only readable, but creates interest in the reader or audience. Adopting influencer marketing technique. The marketing should influence. We have spoken in the previous slide what are the marketing mean and how it should influence. Basically, the marketing should influence the mind of another person who is a consumer to buy your product. And that's the technique it has been suggested. Paying attention to review marketing. Do not overlook the review, because review plays an important role. It's not only review for you to read, but your future clientele, your existing clientele would really reviews and would form some opinion. Then investment in remarketing efforts. Maybe sometime you market the product and it did not reach the right clientele. Or maybe some factors came as a hindrance to your marketing activity that does not bring an end to your marketing. You put additional funds to remarket the product with the favorable scenario that would exist to remarket. So tourism marketing has become online. You will find information coming to you online about India, online about Malaysia, online about Thailand, online information coming about Intercontinental Hotel, coming about Taj Mahal Hotel, coming online information on Burj Al Arab. All these are available online. So marketing is used for tour selling also. With ongoing technology development, the factor technology has become an essential aspect. They hire people with technological background in developing their own apps. I'll give you an example here. Government of India, which had marketing done in through 13 different offices that were spread around the world, have been closed down. And they've gone into this digital and online marketing of the product called Incredible India or As Such India. So this is thanks to the technology that we are continuously talking. It has become an essential aspect in new era of the web-enabled business environment for service-oriented sector. Again, travel and tourism is a service-oriented factor. Some of the ways online marketing happen. We don't forget the traditional. Let's talk what is the traditional way. Printing brochures like the newspaper and magazine. Ads in print media. You put up ads in print media, which means in magazines, travel magazine, or you put up classified ad. I don't say these have been stopped. Yes. It still goes on, but this is a traditional way. Otherwise, you have the using the website. Quick inquiry from the website. I told you, they have different frequently asked question, FAQ, and you find your answer there. Or you fill up an inquiry form and immediately there is a turnaround. Within a short span of maybe 5 to 6 hours, if you have done it within a web time. Then ads on website that also is using the web page. There are a lot of partnership on the website that goes on. A click window where you go to one site, the partner with that marketing group or travel group will have a linkage. Say you are gone to a particular website and they will have web linkage to Malaysia Tourism Board, or you have gone and book car rental suddenly they would have, we have partnership with Emirates Airline. There will be a linkage to Emirates Airline. So these are all ads that keep coming on website with the partner and banner advertisement on the website. I just mentioned about the banner. So you click on the banner and you go to the other website, which are partner as marketing. And putting video on the website, this has become very popular now. Nobody prints those type of videos. In fact, they give you the link or they say, all our videos are uploaded. Go and search. They have photo gallery where you can pick up the picture that you would like to use in your e-brochures. No copyright. You are allowed to take that. All that is thanks to the online marketing, allowing users or visitors to the website to follow certain steps and book the tour of their interest. These are all available. It depends on what you select out of that whole process. You request a call back. They say, put your number and we'll call you back if you fill up certain information. Or I mentioned about the interactive chat facility. Let the chatbot give you answer. Get an indicate quotation for the tour of interest from the website. So you have given 5 days in Dubai. Click the following button, give the detail. Someone will call you back or send you a quote. And of course, websites are also in online marketing. They use new tours as new launches on the website. This also happens in many platforms. Using the email, the traditional way we all know about it, sending SMS, some of the time we have the option of blocking certain things because you consider them as spam. But yes, that's an online marketing activity. Sending ad as a promotion to the personal email ID, using SMS to promote product and services, using the social media tool, not to forget WhatsApp and Instagram. Then some of the using apps, number of apps prevail. Tourism board apps, airline apps, hotels app, and tour operator apps. All you use. Sometimes they give you incentive. If you book through their app, you will get 5% off than the normal price quoted to you. Because then you are directly becoming interested customer in their product. Using virtual reality, the way of online marketing, we have spoken on that. More detail of this are present in Annexure 1. Thank you very much for listening to me. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It was all my pleasure to talk to you and share the knowledge.